This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You've probably noticed the explosion of locally made jams, sausages, salsas, granolas, and the like when you're shopping for food. Perhaps at your grocery store, certainly at the farmers markets.
A lot of people are transitioning from factory, automotive, shop positions, taking a buyout. They're using some of their buyout to establish a food business. A lot of people are retirees.
And then there are the people that Frank Gublow works with who have set up shop in Detroit, looking to build a food scene from the ground up. Frank Gublow is an innovation counselor at the Michigan State University Product Center. He joins us here in the studio. The ranks of these food entrepreneurs are growing in Michigan. One big reason, the Michigan Cottage Food Law, signed into law by then-Governor Granholm. That has led to an increase in the number of locally made food products on your shelves. Also joining us are two food entrepreneurs. Will Branch is owner of Corridor Sausages, and Shannon Byrne owns Slow Jams, both of them out of Southeast Michigan. Frank, I want to start with you. Why the growing interest in food in Michigan? What's going on here that has more of us focused on food, both as consumers and as entrepreneurs?
Well, people are changing the way that they want to eat. There's three kinds of eating, right? Mm-hmm. There's like eating for fuel. Like I'm hungry, so I'm ripping through Tim Hortons. And that's a very low level of eating. And the highest level of eating is kind of an experiential type eating. And that would be sitting on a deck overlooking the vineyards of Tuscany. You're enjoying some nice wine and some cheese, some special kind of cheese, and you create a nostalgia. So like you come back home to Washtenaw County or Wayne County, and you think about that trip to Italy, and you remember that wine and that cheese were part of the experience. Mm-hmm. And so people are moving from this eating for fuel, mm-hmm, to wanting more of an experience, and there's kind of a continuum in there. And that's why I think from the consumer side, people are looking for something more out of food than just something to eat.
I also think that people in Michigan, I think it's an experiment, people want to have that experience, but I also think there's a nostalgia connected to folks who want to buy a Michigan product. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's part of what we're seeing is there's a group of people who want to eat locally, who want to reduce their carbon footprint on their food sources, who don't want to eat preservatives and colorings and want to eat a more natural product. And then I also think there's a whole group of people who might not be as concerned about the carbon footprint or those things, but they have a deep commitment to our state. They have a deep commitment to growing economies in a place where we've seen a lot of devastation. And so they look and see how can we support these kinds of industries from an economic perspective.
So is it about making that difference in the economy that drives you? I mean, running a local food business is not an easy life. You have to get up early, get to the farmers' markets. There are all the pressures of the business weighing on you. What drives you to keep following that dream to make, let's say in your case, Shannon, blueberry lavender jam?
I think one of the most amazing parts is when you bring a product to market and you have someone taste your jam and say, I haven't had jam like this since my great-grandmother. And there's a story to it. There's a connection to your personal table. Or someone come back next week and said, I served this at my dinner for my new in-laws. That kind of connection is what gets you to the market at 5 a.m.
Shannon nailed it. I mean, it's a connection with your customer that you don't necessarily get even in a restaurant, where at 6 a.m. at Eastern Market or in Royal Oak on Saturdays, I can have someone taste the Vietnamese chicken sausage and say, this is amazing, you know, it's the best sausage I've had, or I haven't had this since I was a kid. And it's wonderful to see that response, because there's always going to be people, regardless of what you're doing, you know, sausage, jam, pickles, who aren't going to like it. And you can't let that overwhelm you. It's the positive response we've had since day one that's really kept us going. We get to work for ourselves. We get to drive our business in the way we'd like. And at the end of the day, I mean, I'm happy. There's never been a day since I've started that I wonder, what am I doing with my life, and want to go back to sitting at a desk all day.
We're talking now with Shannon Byrne, who owns Slow Jams, and Will Branch, owner of Corridor Sausage, two food entrepreneurs. And joining us is Frank Gublow, innovation counselor at the Michigan State University Product Center. Frank, you're in the business of guiding these food entrepreneurs, helping them through the process of building their business. What do you find are the biggest challenges companies like Will and Shannon's face as they're getting launched?
There are so many products on the market. that you have to offer something that's different, and it's different in a way that somebody's willing to pay you for it. So when somebody comes and they say to me, Frank, I've got the world's greatest salsa recipe, for instance, and I say, okay, why would I walk down an aisle in a grocery store and there's all the salsa selections, why would I choose your salsa
over the
next one? And the answer to that question is really where we start to work, you know. Is it different enough, and is it different in a way that people would be willing to actually buy your product, and usually at a premium price?
I was just going to say, I'm sure the price has to be a little higher than the mass-produced.
Right. You have to have a product that is different, and then, you know, Shannon's figured out a way to make that profitable and to have a market. You know, she knows her customers would want those.
What do you hope Michigan's food scene will look like, say, in 5 to 10 years?
I think that watching people's commitments to local products and what we've seen even over the last several years and the excitement we see in Detroit, I think it's good on a lot of different levels, and I think we're going to see that continue over the next 10 years. I think Detroit is going to be a place where people come for the food scene, and that's great for Detroit. I mean, you can't get any better than that. And I think that this area, the Eastern Market Hub, the Detroit area, the Ann Arbor area, is going to be a place where we kind of get known for these high-quality, locally produced products.
I mean, Detroit is getting that reputation. A friend of mine just moved here from Delaware to be part of the food scene, and before that, a friend from Washington. You're getting people coming here who see the potential Detroit has. And if those people, coupled with people, you know, in their 20s and 30s and 40s and whatever old, can really just incubate their idea of what they want to do and grow it, then you get population density with your business. And like Frank said, then we can start hiring people. And it becomes more than just about you. It becomes, you know, you're more than just that paycheck in your pocket. You're responsible for employees. You're teaching life skills. You're teaching trades. And everyone can grow.
And people are eating well. Frank Gublow, MSU Product Center, Will Branch of Corridor Sausage in Detroit, and Shannon Byrne, owner of Slow Jams. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
And you can find out more about Will's Corridor Sausage. You can go to the web at corridorsausage.com. They've got a full list of products, locations where they're selling the sausage, and an online store and recipes. Shannon Byrne's Slow Jams is on Facebook. Just search for Slow Jams Jam. And would-be food entrepreneurs who want some guidance can find Frank by going to productcenter.msu.edu.